Conclusion. The Revolutionary Writer. The desire to be an artist, to be someone who puts beauty before money, often brings rejection, and with that, poverty, and with that, ridicule. These fears have broken the will of many a gifted writer. To face them, an author must become not a rebel, but a revolutionary. Rebels resent authority because they feel unloved, unappreciated. A true revolutionary's revolution happens within herself, out of sight, and alone. She knows her full worth and needs no one to tell her what it is. Rebels want to overthrow authority so they can put themselves in its place. A silent revolutionary has no such wish. A solitary revolutionary is a humanist. She's not fanatic, she's independent. She believes in the centrality of human creativity and the highest values of consciousness, beginning with compassion. She enjoys good company. In fact, her insights into friends and acquaintances inspired her first fascinations with character. She's skeptical, but not cynical. She disdains the lies people believe, the delusions they substitute for reality. Seeing the limits of all groups, all societies, she frees herself from soil and blood, from blind loyalty to nation, class, race, party, religion, even family. She never copies life. Real people may inspire, but they're only a start and never enough. She works to master her craft, letting instinct and insight show the way. She never settles for surface characterizations. Instead, she explores the hidden life in ways she never could with anyone she knows to create characters we would all love to know. She never shows off. She never pens anything that calls attention to her writing as writing. She knows that eccentricity is not originality. She knows self-knowledge is her truest source of character, so she spends time within. She does not limit her sources of inspiration. She pockets ideas wherever she finds them, in happenings, in other people, in herself. She explores conflict and revels in complexities. She illuminates the human spirit in wondrous breaths and profound depths. She never ends the storied paths she gives her characters until they fulfill the promise of their humanity. The revolutionary writer fills our evenings with delight. I see the bottom of the last page rising to meet me. So before time runs out, I lift a glass. Here's to you, the writers, navigators of story, explorers of character. May you find your way through the wilds of humankind, unearth buried treasure, then return safely home again.